three or four things real quick, some housekeeping items, and then we wanted to, you know, really get a good start on a marketing plan for 08, first quarter especially. And I've got some I'm going to let you know kind of all the things that we do at Baja Karate, or at least as many as I can, and that we do in our schools in Florida that works really, really well. And then, of course, we can synergize on that and see what everybody else is doing. A couple things. Number one, for Inner Circle members, there's been, as most of you are aware that have been active on the web board, you know, a huge, you know, disaster snafu with fulfilling the Dan Kennedy materials. And we've all but solved the issues. We're still trying to figure out how to get you guys the packages. They're lost in the luminiferous ether somewhere. But what we've done in addition is I begged and pleaded Master Oliver. And today, I'm shipping each one of you guys the Extraordinary Marketing Package, which is basically like a, you know, $2,000 retail deal. It's all of the, there's a web module, there's a bunch of different modules, and when you get it, it's a box about the size of, you know, like your body. And anyway, that's sort of like a Merry Christmas, sorry for all the screw-ups on the Kennedy thing package. So if you guys can pick one or two of those modules that you feel the most compelled to look at, and take a look at them before the January meeting, that'd be fantastic. And then we'll kind of go through a lot of those modules in depth in January. So you know, kind of assign yourself the task of taking one of them, looking at it, kind of thinking about how that would apply to your school, the plans that you think you can make to implement. And then we'll discuss that in great depth in January when we all get together. So everybody kind of will get a cross section of it real quick in one day, and I'll be there, Rob will be there, and a few other guys will be there to kind of help you sort of decode all that stuff, you know, so to speak. But it's very, very, very powerful stuff, and I'm really happy that we were able to send that out to all you guys. So I really apologize about the snafu, and we're fixing it. But you know, in the meantime, take a look at all this stuff. Let me know what you think, and you know, we'll kind of move forward from there. So that was item number one. Item number two is everybody knows the live event is January 5th and 6th, I think. It's that Friday, Saturday. You know, I think I wrote it down here somewhere. Yeah, 25th and 26th. You would probably want to fly in the 24th. I've emailed everybody all the hotel information. If you haven't received that yet, send me an email at TobyMilroy@NATMA.com, and I'll send it back out to you again. We're having the meeting at the Radisson Convention Center right down in Clearwater, which is very near the NATMA offices. So I thought we'd take an evening field trip over to the NATMA office potentially and kind of show you what we're doing over there. But also, it's a very nice hotel. The block rate that they gave me was $129 a night. Now, John, I think it was John Metcalf, booked through, I think, Expedia and got an $89 a night room rate. So you might want to check that out. It probably would be more advantageous to do that. In fact, John.
I'm on the line.
Oh, hey, John, you made it. Good, good, good. Is that right? Did you book through Expedia?
No. What I did is when, if you go on their website, they have a better rate, and then Expedia has a better rate, and they have a 20% guarantee. So when I called up their reservation thing and said, here's the better rate online, you have a 20% guarantee, so give me the better rate plus 20% off, and that's how I got to 89.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Yeah, which doesn't make any damn sense at all, because I blocked out 15 rooms, because, you know, and the idea is they give you the preferential rate, you know, and so I'm going to have to call and scream at them a little bit, but whatever, you know, I mean, whatever, if that's how we have to do it, no big deal. So
there's nothing. Most people probably just pay that extra rate, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. I need to go back and renegotiate or something, because I mean, you know, we're already writing them a big enough check. You know, you'd think that they would try to throw us a bone, but so anyway, so that's the situation with that. So thanks to John for kind of ironing that out for us, and you know, we can kind of move on that. So my recommendation would be to fly in Thursday night. Be ready to hit the ground 9 a.m. or 10 a.m. on Friday morning, and then we'll go late Friday. Probably we'll all, you know, figure out where to go to dinner Friday night, and then Saturday we'll do all day. You probably would not want to fly out Saturday night. You probably would want to fly Sunday morning. And it's in Clearwater, which is maybe 40 or 50 minutes from the Tampa airport. So you can either fly into Tampa or Clearwater. Clearwater is a very small airport. So, you know, I don't know what the flight availability would be on that. But that would be what I would do. I'm going to be driving in from Orlando, so I'll be there most of the week anyway. So why don't everybody think about flying in Thursday night, and maybe we'll meet up somewhere for drinks, you know, the night before. But, you know, like unofficially. So we'll do something like that. So that was that. Number next is, you know, a lot of good discussion going on the web board. It looks very good. A lot of cooperativeness on, like, looking at marketing pieces and analyzing copy and things like that. And I think we're going to see more and more and more of that as we move forward. But don't be afraid to answer questions. And what I mean by that is everybody has a different perception on these things. You would be amazed. You know, we do these seminars all over the country, and I've done them for years now. And you have two people that sat in the exact same seminar and heard exactly the same speaker, but when they walk away, they have completely different recollections of what they heard. So, you know, don't be afraid to post what you've been doing. Like if I ask a question about, you know, doing a buddy day or a pizza party or whatever the hell it may be, you know, don't be afraid to say, well, this is what we do. And it's just framing. You know what I mean? You know, somebody asked, I think, the other day about doing a ninja night or a movie night or something like that. And, you know, frankly, we've charged anywhere from nothing all the way up to, you know, $75 or $85 or $100 for one of those things. And really, we've had about the same turnout. So it's all about testing and kind of focusing on what exactly your goals are for that activity. So there's no right or wrong answer to that specific question. But the more eclectic input we have, the better we can kind of conceptualize those things, you know. So don't be afraid to do that. And number next is I have a big long list. I want to get through it as quick as I can. Number next is let me think about this for a second. When we get together in January, and even before then, we've only got about four or five weeks before this happens. So I want to get a very well-rounded image of who you are. And for a lot of reasons, one reason is we're very aggressively pursuing in the industry cooperative relationships with all of the people you would consider to be industry leaders. We're already working very closely with Chuck Norris and the WCL. We're working with Carlos Machado and his organization now. We're working with Dan Severin. We're working with a lot of the guys who have different parts of the niche as their constituency. And that's a great opportunity for us to cooperatively help each other. For example, if I'm Jason E. and I'm up in, you know, New Hampshire or wherever, and I want to be able to tap into, you know, Dan Severin. And Dan might be willing to do some type of a cooperative event in our area or something like that. Then if I have a really good impression of what Jason's needs are and what his goals are for his school, then it would be very easy for me to think about that and say, oh God, okay, Carlos Machado would be a great fit for you, and so would Ruben Daniels, and you know what I mean, all that sort of stuff. So I'd really like to be able to speak to everybody one-on-one between now and the time we get together in January. Also really like to do one-on-one a little profile of you, where your school is right now, your biggest breakthroughs for the last year, and what your goals are for the future, and potentially even feature that in the magazine. So let's think about that. And really this mastermind group is, our vision of this is within the next 12 months, we have, you know, 25 bullet points of what we want to accomplish. And I think if I have a really good understanding of who you are, what your school is, what your goals are, I think that we kind of ramp up the speed on that. So everybody be thinking about that. Shoot me an email, and let's get together one-on-one on the phone. Let's schedule an hour, maybe 45 minutes, and chat and really talk, you know. Find out exactly where you're at, what your goals are, where your school is at, what the biggest breakthroughs have been, what the biggest challenges have been. And we'll figure out how to make that some kind of a sub-feature in the magazine, highlighting you, highlighting your school, giving other members kind of a perception of what's possible and what's attainable. And then, of course, we'll have something to compare at the end of the year. We'll say, okay, your results were here, now we're here. you know, how did we do? You know, that sort of thing. So everybody be thinking about that. And let's communicate over the next, you know, few days. And I know the holiday's coming up, but, you know, over the next few days about when would be a great time for us all to get together and accomplish all that. So that's that. That was pretty much my little housekeeping list. So I hope I'm not talking too fast, everybody, but I kind of get on a roll, and it's kind of hard to stop me sometimes. But so that's that. So the focus of the day is first quarter 2008 marketing plan. And what I kind of wanted to do was give you a little, quick thumbnail sketch of, let me tell you one of my constraints, and I'll tell you the opportunities. Obviously, I'm, one of the Baja Karate guys and retail developer for the Orlando market. And we have, obviously, huge resources for marketing, you know, resources and systems and templates to tap into. And I'm more than happy to contribute to absolutely the highest level I possibly can. You'll find that there are a few things that I can't, you know, like, give you, so to speak. We have a professional copywriter who does a lot of our sales copy and a lot of our letters and all that sort of thing. And in most cases, we copyright most of that stuff, and it's exclusive content for our franchisees. And I would be violating some of our covenants with those franchisees if I were to give you certain sales letters and things like that. Now, anything short of that, and you know, I'm an open book. I'm going to help you with everything I possibly can. So you know, I think we'll be more than satiated, and I think we'll be more than happy with all of the resources that we bring to the table. Just keep in mind that there might be some things that I have to be a little bit restrictive about, and I might have to, withhold some, specific pieces of copy or things like that. But certainly there's a huge, robust, bin full of stuff I can give you and show you, and we can synergize on. So there'll be no shortage. Just keep in mind that there are some things that I'm contractually prohibited from, distributing widely. But having that said, here's sort of the thumbnail sketch of quarter one marketing plan for Mahi Karate for me personally in our schools and for Orlando specifically. And number one is internal events we have scheduled basically for the entire year. And our goal is always to have one high-quality martial arts referral-related event and one not necessarily karate-related referral event per month. So what that means, obviously, is number one is the karate-related one is you pick it. You know, bring a buddy, break a board. Bring a buddy, learn how to do XYZ, right? Learn a self-defense technique with your friend. Teach your friend how to become how to defend himself from the bully. Teach your friend how to do whatever, right? And in that case, basically just like a regular class where for a couple of weeks in the school we're promoting.
What was she
going to
get?
Huh?
She didn't get it.
I think we lost them, guys.
Yeah, cell phones are killers, ain't they?
Yeah, someone else want to pick up what they're going to be doing quarter one until he gets back on the line?
Hey, sorry about that, guys.
That was easy.
Yeah, I'm in the car. Yeah. Okay, so anyway, broad strokes. I'm not sure how detailed we need to get. Let me just throw the big bullet points out there, and we'll go back and fill in the details if we need to. So every month, January, February, March, we've got one karate-related referral event, one non-karate-related referral event. So the karate one is, like I said, some martial arts theme. It could even be like the little that Ninja Warrior show they have on TV now, which is freaking fantastic. I'm like addicted. It's like an obstacle course where these guys, are doing these superhuman things, right? Climbing ropes and jumping over things and balancing on things. You know, it could be something like that. And then the non-karate related referral event is like maybe it's a movie night, maybe it's a holiday party, whatever. So in January, it's Celebrate the New Year party. So basically, it's the second week in January that we're back for classes. On a Friday evening from, I think, 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock, we have a two-hour block of time where friends, the students can bring a buddy, and it's basically like a New Year's Eve party for them, right? But it's just, we're going to, do like games and pizza and prizes and that sort of thing. So that's January. February is Bring Your Valentine Party. March is the St. Patrick's Day Party. So each month we've got one of these themed parties that is kind of extraneous from martial arts training. So they're not like really necessarily coming to work out. They're just coming kind of to have a good time with their friend, right? And of course we do the we teach them the character lesson of the day, right? Of course we're going to teach them the attention stance and the bow and what that's all about and why these things are important for martial arts and all that stuff. So we always have that integrated, you know, character skill in the lesson, even if it's just a party. But they won't just necessarily be doing any kicking and punching. We would have other activities planned for them. So, I can go into as many details as you want, but that's the framework. So every month, one non-karate referral event. Also every month is a different holiday, obviously, especially in the first quarter. So you've got New Year's, you've got a Valentine's Day and St. Patrick's Day. New Year's, obviously, we do a very broad direct mail campaign with, like, getmembers.com for fitness-related lead generation. So we will go to Sales Genie or we'll go to InfoUSA, we'll pull down the list of the top demographic two-parent families that have children 4 to 12, and that'll be our core list for marketing. And we'll blind mail 2,000 postcards, 3 drops. So we'll buy 6,000 postcards, and we'll do 3 drops over 4 weeks. So it's always better to do that than it is to do 6,000 all at once. You guys are probably, you know, much more sophisticated than that, but at the low level, a lot of martial arts school operators kind of get themselves trapped, and they think, well, if I send 5,000 postcards, I'll get this huge response all at once, and it'll be fine. But really what happens is the more times you can drip on that person with that message, the higher your response ratios will be. So we usually do 6,000 cards over 4 weeks, and we do 2,000 drops 3 times on the same list. So that's like the New Year's direct mail campaign. The Valentine's Day direct mail campaign, same thing. Now, the Valentine's Day one always brings up a unique opportunity to penetrate the schools with those little Valentine's Day cards. So are a lot of you guys using those? Well, whatever. If you're not, you need to. If you are, great. But basically what they are, in fact, NAPMA, I'm working on right now a web-based print-on-demand service where you can actually go to our website and you can find the artwork already done for you, and you can customize the back of the card with your school information and all that stuff, plus you can customize your offer. And we found a vendor that can do these things for astronomically cheap prices. And I'm really excited to roll that out in January. I'll let you know more about that when we get it done. But basically what it is you've got these little Valentine's cards that look like, you know, little Valentines that the kids hand to each other anyway, right? And it says on the back, you know, dear Valentine, be my Valentine or whatever. And it says, I'm so happy that I'm in martial arts. I've been learning how to be more self-confident, more focused, and have a higher level of self-esteem. Plus, I'm more physically fit as well. Come kick it with me, you know, whatever. And you can create your own copy for that. And then a little offer. And basically, we order 5,000 of those, and you can get like 5,000 of these things for like less than $200. So I mean, it's just ridiculously inexpensive. And I'm really excited to. If we don't have that service running by January, let's talk again anyway, and I'll show you where I get them from, and we'll just get them from them because they're so cheap and they're so effective. They're amazing. But anyway, so we give, you know, each student a packet of 25 or 30 of those to give out to their friends at school. And usually we get a very high response rate on those things. And what I mean by very high response rate, you know, out of 5,000 pieces, we're not getting 500 calls, but we're getting, you know, maybe 25 or 30 or 35 intros. So that's a pretty good response rate for a couple of $100, you know. So that's an opportunity. Now, we do the same thing with St. Patrick's Day. We do little green St. Patrick's Day cards. And the cards in the NAPMA package for March, you'll find all this information in there, by the way, for St. Pat's Day. But we have a St. Patrick's Day party, and we give the students these little ad cards. They're 3 inches by 4.5 inches is all. And they're like a little invitation to the St. Patrick's Day party. And, you know, they hand them out at school, or they give them to their friends in the neighborhood or whatever it may be. And you know, of course, we're hitting our email list and our voice broadcast list and stuff like that as well. But anyway, so we're giving them these little cards, and they bring them to their regular class time. We have, like, a competition day. And when their team wins the competition, and it's them and their buddy that's their team, right, they get to go over to the pot of gold and pick out a prize. And the pot of gold is, like, you know, the leftover big plastic kettle from the Halloween party, you know, that kind of thing. and we put like streamers sticking out of the top of it so it looks like a rainbow, you know, shooting into the pot of gold and all that stuff. And we do a lot of teamwork activity that day. So the students are really encouraged to bring their friends because they want to have a team member, right? They need to have someone that's going to be their team. So anybody that wins the competition that day, if it's a relay race or if it's a high jump kick contest or if it's a sidekick, like hold your sidekick out contest or whatever it may be, the winning team gets to go over to the pot of gold and select a prize, right? And, you know, the prizes are like little Oriental Trading Company widgets, you know, nothing, you know, real crazy. But then also they get a little slip, and on the slip, it has a special karate prize. Like maybe they do, maybe they can do a free 2-week class. Maybe they can do a free 4 weeks. Maybe they can do a uniform and a free 7-day, whatever. You know, whatever type of offers you want to do. And then immediately at that point, we go set the appointment up with their parents. So that's sort of like how that party structures. And obviously the big low-hanging fruit on any of these type of referral events is you've got to get permission slips 100% from all the buddies. And what we try to do is get the permission slips 3 to 5 days ahead of time. So if the party's on Friday, we make the due date Tuesday for the permission slips. When they bring their friend's permission slip back in, that's got all their contact information on it, and then we reconfirm them on the telephone the day of the party. So we're calling them, you know, on Wednesday and on Thursday to make sure they're going to be there. Plus, we also have the opportunity to make them an offer right on the telephone. So that's all kind of built into the system. And like I said, we can plug in all those details as much as you want to, but, you know, let me just get the big bullet points out there first, you know. So that's January, February, and March. Each month we have a direct mail campaign. Each month we've got email campaigns that support the theme of the month. So if it's a Valentine's Day special event, all of our cold emails, all of our cold email list is getting, you know, 3 to 5 email pieces, you know, 2 weeks to the day before the event to try to get them to the event as well, all that sort of stuff. Now, in addition to all that, we have a very robust drip system. So, and this probably deserves a couple of details, but if you're elite and you either come in from an external community event that we've done, somehow we got your name, and we know that you're a person that raised your hand and said you're interested in karate lessons, or you're interested in character development, or you're interested in something, some type of an offer created a response from you, then you go into a sequence. And that sequence focuses on that specific benefit for 4 weeks. So if I respond to a bullying ad, then you're going to get basically 4 weeks of bullying information. You're going to get a report that we send you in the mail. You're going to potentially get a CD or a DVD, depending on which, you know, hot button you raise your hand at. But anyway, you're going to get a 4-week sequence very aggressively to try to get you into the school right away. Now, if we don't stimulate you coming into the school within 4 weeks, then you go into a core drip system. And the core drip system is a monthly drip system. That way we don't have everybody on a different schedule. We just do it every month. And that monthly drip system includes, of course, all the emails for the upcoming event, like if it's St. Patrick's Day party, right? And then it also includes at least once a month another direct mail piece that rotates. So January, it's all about fitness and achieving goals. February, it's all about kind of bringing a person together. So like a workout with your friend type of a pitch, right? March, it goes back to bullying. In April, it would be a character development focus and self-esteem message. In May, it would be a different message, right? So every month we have marked out on the calendar what the drip system message is going to be. So that every month you're getting basically like a different message. We've already hit the hot button that caused you to raise your hand. We've already hit that very robustly, you know, very thoroughly. And if you haven't responded yet, or you haven't come in yet, then maybe we don't quite know the right button yet. So we have a different benefit, a different feature or benefit every month. So by the end of the year, that thing rotates back around again, if that makes sense. And we keep everybody on that list, you know, Master Oliver says, until they buy or die. Unfortunately, that makes an unwieldy large list before too long. So normally what we do is we do a rotating 12 months for direct mail. And then we keep them on the list forever for email and voice broadcast and fax because they're very, very, very inexpensive. So that's sort of how, like, our drip system works. And pretty much with that direct mail, with those two referral events a month, plus the drip system in place, in almost all the schools, we're generating 20 or more enrollments a month pretty consistently without a lot of human effort, without, you know, standing on a corner and, you know, handing out VIP cards. This is mostly systemized. And in addition to that, each school has the flexibility to do all sorts of other stuff. But with that core marketing mix, we're pretty much guaranteeing them, you know, guarantee is like in quotes, right? We're pretty much guaranteeing them that they're going to have adequate student flow to grow the school. Now, most of our big hits are like community events, you know, doing a thing with the Boy Scouts or doing a thing with elementary school or doing something with private school, that type of thing. Those are the big home runs where you do 20 or 30 enrollments in a month real quick. But this drip system and the direct mail and the internal referral events are kind of like the bread and butter. That's what keeps the school growing, regardless of whether or not the school owner is very, you know, highly motivated to go out and create a bunch of other stuff to happen. So that's sort of like our core, if that makes sense. So let me kind of throw it to you guys then. That's like our basic core. What are, like, you know, the one or two core components that you guys use in your school that we can all kind of synergize from? And you know, let me back up a half a second. Do you have any questions about what I said? do you have any, like, details you want me to fill in about sequences or whatever, you know, anything like that, about what I've already kind of talked about? If you do, just hit *6 and yell it out there. Let's see what happens.
What software are you guys using?
Say it again?
Which software are you guys using for your direct mail and email stuff?
Well, we're using Infusion. Infusion CRM, but there's a lot of them out there that work. Infusion is not a martial arts focused application, so we've had to do, and frankly I've had to do, a ton of customization, and it's a hell of a lot of work. Now, you've got Fareed that has the mass thing, martial arts soft, and you've got Dojo Pro, and there's a bunch of other ones. I've used them all, and probably Fareed's thing is the best, as far as like a martial arts oriented thing. But we've erred on the side of using Infusion because, frankly, because it's not a martial arts application, and the martial arts business is very small in relation to other businesses. So Infusion is designed for mortgage brokers, dentists, chiropractors, information marketers, real estate lenders, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. And they have a lot more resources to bring to the table. So we use them. They're very expensive. But we use them because they have more resources to bring to bear. Now, having said that, you could accomplish all the things that we accomplish mostly with either math or with piecing together like AWeber for autoresponders and Arch Telecom for voice broadcasting and that kind of stuff. So you can piece it all together, but that's what we're using. If that makes sense.
That makes sense to me. Do you guys generate all of your own content? And for a small school like myself, is there a place that we can purchase or get content provided for us, like through NAPMA, that we can use? Because, like, I'd be willing to make the investment for Infusion, even though it's a fortune, if I thought I had enough content to support, you know, the 10 subscriptions that would be necessary to make it, you know, really robust.
Right. Yeah, well, yes and no. One of the things that NAPMA has been very, very, very good at is being eclectic. You know, they've been very good at kind of getting pieces and parts from a lot of different people, which is great. I think it's fantastic. One of the problems that creates is it's not congruent. So one of the things that we've been working on for the last 90 days is exactly what you said, is putting together a sequence of emails that a user can plug in and use, you know, that type of stuff. So I guess the answer to your question is I can't point you at something today, but through this group and through other things that we're doing in with NAPMA, I think within the next, you know, let's say 8 to 10 months, we'll have more content than you're ever going to want to use.
I doubt it.
So what's that?
I said I doubt it. Now, one thing I thought of, because I talked to a few of my friends about the Infusion, is that if there were three different schools and I was writing content for the stuff, as long as we were fairly congruent in our goals or we wrote individual campaigns that were internally consistent, that would be useful. And I could see something like that working for Inner Circle, or if all of us had some decent copywriting skills, we all took a stab at writing campaigns, sequences essentially, and then you know we could trade them and we could either use them or not.
Yeah, and actually, I'm actually working with Infusion on a lot of projects. And one of the projects we're working on is a community, an online Infusion community, that you can actually port campaigns back and forth through applications, between applications.
Wow.
Which is something that we've wanted to do forever. We've wanted to do it in Mahi Karate forever. And what we've done instead was we just basically, all the Mahi Karate schools use the same Infusion software, the same database.
Oh.
So therefore, if I have in Orange City or in Winter Park or in Lakeland or whatever, if I have a campaign that works extremely well, I can automatically migrate it down to all the locations, and then all they have to do is plug into it. So what you're saying is something that we all really want to be able to do, and probably very soon you'll see something like that to be plug and play. Right now it's not, but like I said, you know, come January, we're all going to come together in the same room, and I'll probably give you two reams of paper full of crap. And most of it will probably be the types of sequences that we're going to want to put together synthetically anyway.
Two reams of paper is nice. One CD is better.
Yeah, exactly. Digital is usually better. Yeah, that's right. But yeah. What you're saying is very valuable, and I think that that's definitely the direction we want to go. And as we all get on the same page with how we're going to drip on the market, we're all going to know what we're each other's language anyway, you know. So it'll be very easy to customize a campaign for, you know, Jason, and very easy to customize it for you. So,
excellent.
So yeah, I think that that's, you know, the highest priority for why we're all here.
One other question on the same subject. Would you be willing to negotiate with Infusion for a multi-user license for Inner Circle members?
Yeah, I mean, we might be able to cross that bridge with them. I'm not exactly sure how their structure works right now. I'm not sure if you knew this, but Infusion just took on $9 million worth of venture capital.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, they're growing extremely fast. But anyway, yeah, we might be able to create a cooperative relationship with them on that. Let me, can you shoot me an email to remind me about that? And I'll talk to Chase over there and see what we can work out. It is a very pricey piece of software, but it is very robust. And if we had a template or a skin to put over it that would make it very usable for a martial arts school, I think that would be very valuable. I think it's a bad idea for everybody to go out and try to register and get the Infusion thing because it's very complex. And because it's so robust, it's therefore that complex. And in fact, we even have challenges sometimes getting our guys to use it because they look at it and their eyes glass over and they go cross-eyed and they can't figure it out because it's so complicated, you know. But we've solved most of that internally, and that might be something that we would look forward to. But, yeah, shoot me an email on that, and I'll talk to them and see what we can figure out. It's a great idea.
Thank you.
No problem. Anybody have any specific questions about the type of campaign that I was talking about earlier and that we can synergize on?
Nope.
Remember, you may be muted, so you may have to hit star 6 for us to hear you.
Hello?
Hey, how are you? Jason!
Hello?
Hey, how are you? Who's this? I heard you say hello.
Oh, hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, who's this?
Oh, okay, great. I don't have any questions right now.
it's Jason, right?
Yes.
Hey, Jason, what are you going to do first quarter of 08? To make sure that you're, by the way, you're doing, how many enrollments are you doing a month over there?
You know, average monthly enrollment?
Yeah.
I would say that's about 25, between 25 and 30.
Yeah. So you certainly have some very robust marketing systems in place. What are like the two or three core systems that you're using in the school right now to generate 25 to 30 enrollments?
We are focusing on sort of a school talk.
Uh-huh.
Basically what we do, since we are doing all the, we put a lot of efforts on, you know, doing this school talk, character education, the classes for the local elementary schools. And even actually recently what I do is I set up a PE classes with the local schools. So actually I go to the school, you know, once a week, and we assist their PE classes. So we are doing about 6 different schools. And this campaign is covered like whole year round. It works like this. In September, for example, there's this A school. We go to A school. In September, we do their first graders. There's a 4 sessions, which the one class on each week. So we cover September for the first grade. And October, let's say second grade. And November is like third grade. So basically, we cover the whole year round. And then we do PE classes. And end of the class, what we do is that we give them a certificate with the gift, and then give the certificate 1 month of a free lessons. And that generates a lot of the leads.
Jason, let me ask you: how are you? Are you able to collect all their data at any point?
You know, unfortunately, I cannot get any the students' information because the schools, you know, they don't let us.
Yeah.
So basically what we do is we working with this county and the schools. We have some sort of business relationship with the schools.
Yeah.
It's officially. So then we can go to any schools. But the thing is that we do this character education programs and bully buster classes. And but we tell them it's not, you know, we don't hand out any of this, you know, commercialized flyers or anything like that. But any of the students who are doing well, they get the certificate when they finish the course. And at the same time, they'll be able to get this the gift of certificates, which is 1 month of free lessons.
Right. Yeah, that's all really low-hanging fruit, too. We do a lot of those school programs, and we've really tweaked it, and we do a lot of things. The one big key really is if you can figure out any way to get their information, like, We basically do it. We blame the insurance company, and we say, listen, we'd really love to do this for you guys, and you're going to be able to – we actually do it as a fundraiser for the school.
Mm-hmm.
So all the lessons that we teach, we do like an after-school program, and the students' parents actually pay to put them in the thing, and we donate all the money back to the school as leverage. But also, we get permission slips. So that way we're collecting all the information from all the students. So we have mailing address, you know, email address, that type of thing. And so that might be even, if there's a way that you can collect data, that might be very valuable, too, to bump ratios. But, I mean, if you're already doing 25 or 30 enrollments a month, I mean, there's not much that needs to be fixed. But, again, if you can get data, you know, it's even better.
Right. Basically, in these classes, we do it at the school. So one time, actually, we asked them, but the school, they don't let us get any of the students' information. But beside that, we have other activities, which is, let's say, we constantly contact with this PTA the members. So if the school has any of the activities, for example, let's say they have, let's say, like pizza night, whatever that school activities for the fundraising, we always invited, we kind of involved in those activities. At that time, we do demonstrations, and then that's after school's activities. So then we'll be able to get, you know, their names and the contact information and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you know, for everybody too. Not sure, it's probably very similar. Jason, where are you at again? Maryland?
It's in Virginia.
Virginia. That's right. In Florida, we had the unfortunate Jessica Lunsford situation, which was the to paraphrase, I think it was like a UPS driver that abducted and raped and I think murdered a little girl from a school campus down here. So we have the Jessica Lunsford Act, which basically is there's you know, almost Herculean effort now to be able to even walk onto an elementary school's property during school hours. But anyway, the moral of that story is there's always a crack somewhere, you know, and the guys that are too willing to give up are the ones that let those obstacles kind of stop them. And there's two things you might want to consider. In almost all elementary school districts or school districts, they have what you said, Jason, is business partner agreement. And I know all across Florida they have that. And basically what it is you can go in and talk to the principal, talk to the business partner coordinator, and that person is in charge of like when they have a PTA event, getting vendors to cater it, or when they have a school activity like a carnival, the guy that does the bounce houses, or the guy that provides the popcorn, or the guy that provides the hot dogs, right? You know, that kind of thing. And they call them business partners. And basically, in most cases, they don't really do much for them, but they do keep you in the loop on their activities. So like Jason said, very sophisticated approach is to be in the loop all the time, to know what they're doing all the time. And then you always have the opportunity to offer them, you know, services or help. And another opportunity too, Jason, you might want to, this is very powerful for us down here. There's a couple schools that are very, very, very resistant to doing anything. And what I did was, okay, when you have a stop sign, though, you have to stop. This guy doesn't know how a four-way stop works. Anyway, there's a couple schools down here that are very resistant to any type of vendor, right? Any type of you know, commercial interest. And but they do have called a SAC council, which is a school advisory council, and which is normally made up of like parents, PTA members or PTA board people, the faculty, like the principal and the guidance counselor and stuff like that, like the executive faculty, and then also other local contributors who can help their school. So the auspices that we went in under was, in this particular school, was that they were having a really hard time getting people to show up at their events, right? Because they frankly didn't know how to market them. You know, they're schools. They're not marketers. They don't know how to get people to do things. You know, they don't know how to get people to show up for events. So basically, I went in and did a one-hour talk on how to use email sequences and how to use voice broadcasting and how to use newsletters to get people to come to their PTA events, right? And what ended up happening was I ended up joining their school advisory council. So now, the second Thursday every other month, the principal, the assistant principal, the guidance counselor, and a bunch of the executive team for the school meet, and they talk about, you know, what we can do to help their school. And it's a great opportunity. So I'm kind of like part of their culture now. You know what I mean? So now they're very open to doing anything we want to do because they know that I'm a good guy, and they know that my heart's in the right place, and they know that I'm not just going to come there to, you know, to like, you know, grow my business, although that's a benefit, but I'm there to help them too. You know what I mean? So those are two other things that you might want to think about. If you're having trouble getting into your elementary school district, there's the school advisory council and there's business partner agreements in many, many, many districts that you can kind of explore. So, but that's fantastic. So that's like your core. What else, Jason, are you going to do like seasonally for the new year?
For the new year, as you, like you guys, I guess most of the martial arts school owners do, we are very strongly do the direct mail campaign, especially in January. I know a lot of people they want to come back to this kind of fitness related exercise the activities. So a lot of a direct mail campaign, and we set up a the leads, kind of old leads. So we are shooting those all these emails to these old leads, and mail them about the special offer. You know, that's you know, main thing for the January.
And anything in particular that you can think of that would be particularly compelling for February or March?
Actually, another thing is that, and especially in January, February, March, and I mentioned it before, in our school, we are the summer camp is a huge. So we start registering the early registration for the you know for the summer camp starting from January, and you know they get that kind of little discount, but at the same time, we the last couple of years, we have about like in January itself about like 15 people sign up for this you know summer camp.
Sure.
So so our summer camp is a huge big thing. So
yeah, and that's brilliant too. I mean, there's no reason that you can't promote something that far ahead, and probably that helps with retention as well because those guys are looking forward to the summer camp already now starting in January. So
right.
Yeah, that's brilliant. That's brilliant. Okay, good. Anybody else? Who's next? Who has, you know, two or three core items that you can add on to our marketing plan for the beginning of 08? Or potentially questions for what we've talked about so far?
Well, one thing that my demo team has gotten pretty good to the point where we're able to book some larger venues. We're going to be doing a UConn basketball game this weekend, and we're going to be doing a rated hockey game next week. Next month, I mean. So I'm hoping that will generate some leads. It's kind of the first time we've performed in some larger venues like that. And you know, we are allowed a certain amount of publicity along with the event as well.
Yeah, what are you doing? Okay, so you're doing an event. Explain it one more time. You're doing an event at a hockey game? Say it again.
Yeah, at the hockey game, we're allowed to perform a demonstration, and we're doing the halftime show for a UConn basketball game. Which is
interesting. How do you think you could collect data that day?
Well, we'll have a booth, you know, with playing and so forth, and people can come and register for free classes, and there'll be an announcement over the PA directing people to our booth.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah, you know, a lot of models on that, and you know, we went through a bunch of iterations of this too. A lot of models on that are the pendulum can swing from the left to the right. All the way on the left-hand side, the most conservative is to have a table with like a lead box, you know, and a big sign that says register here for a free whatever, some type of a compelling offer, some type of a compelling headline, right? And you'll generate a bunch of leads. Unfortunately, it's only the people that walk by and, you know, that kind of thing, and the ones that are anchored enough to fill out the slip. And then all the way on the other side of the pendulum is trying to work with the administration of the organization to get data, you know, to try to get everybody's data, which is almost impossible. So somewhere in the middle is usually the answer. And, you know, you may want to consider, you know, doing the lead box approach, having some people stand behind the table, but also have, like, you know, the little take one flyer things that you can hand to people and drive them to the thing to register. You know what I mean? And again, you can replicate 5,000 pieces for under $200. So, I mean, it's very inexpensive. But definitely if you're waiting for people to walk by the booth, you have a very diminished response rate. But if you can figure out a way to drive traffic, like you said, if they do an announcement or if you can have people standing strategically around the room so that they kind of, they're pointing that direction to them, you know, that kind of stuff, that's always really helpful. And, you know, one thing I didn't mention before, but this just kind of brought it up, it's a great idea. It's too late now because it's the end of the season, but, you know, we've always done every year a mall kiosk at Christmas time, which, you know, usually is $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000 to rent a kiosk. But this is what brought that up, was we used to just put the kiosk there and put a lead box there and try to get people to fill out lead slips. And then finally we evolved to the iteration of now we sell them a little package. So they're getting a gift wrap uniform that they can put under the tree, and they're buying like a $79 or $99 or $110, you know, package that's like, you know, 4 weeks of lessons or 2 weeks of lessons and the uniform or something like that. And I'll tell you the results we got. The first year we switched from the lead box model to the sell them something on the spot model, we did 165 programs. So 165 at $100 was, you know, $16,000. More than paid for the booth and the staff, right? The second year, we did about 100 programs. The third year, we did about 80. And this year, so far, it's not Christmas yet. This year we're at about 70. So mostly, it's a self-liquidating lead generation activity. Mostly, the programs that you'll sell at the booth will pay for the booth. But of course, what that means is in January, you've got, you know, 60 or 70 new students in the school, right? And frankly, we're splitting that between three schools over here. So it's not like we're going to have 80 in one location. We'll have, you know, 30 in one, 30 in another, 30 in another. But still, that's a great way to kick off the new year, you know? Now, like I said, unfortunately, it's very, you know, expensive and labor-intensive because you have to have somebody there and, you know, you want them in uniform and they're standing at the kiosk and they're walking around and they're talking to people and they're handing out the little cards to fill out and all that stuff, but that's an interesting opportunity, you know, for next year or for an event like a huge, whenever there's a lot of traffic, you know, that's a great model, is having that table there, but people out in the field driving traffic by the table. So that's good. What else have you got for Q1 that looks strong?
I'm really into event-based marketing. We do a lot of events here at the school, so. You know, everything from buddy days, you know, I looked up holidays online last night, and I've actually been working out my plan for the month, and we have the February vacation. We're going to have a large number of camps, which will draw different interests. I have a guest speaker coming in who's a national consultant to the FBI for anti-bullying, so I'm going to have him come in. I'm going to invite all the school principals and school teachers because their information is available on the website, on our school, our town website. And then I'll do a follow-up seminar in our regular class schedule.
Hey, that's really cool. Do you think that you would be allowed to videotape that session?
Yes.
That would be a brilliant lead generation DVD to mail to your cold list. Your warm list. Anybody that's ever raised their hand about bullying, you could chop that up into maybe like 6 or 7 minute segments and do a self-mailer DVD you can do for under $1, right? They've got, you go to onedisc.com, O-N-E-D-I-S-C.com, onedisc.com. You can have one small DVD in a little jacket with a couple of pages of copy, right around $1 a piece before postage. So
wow.
that would be a really, really cool, you know, why don't we work together on that? Who is this again?
This is Jonathan.
John? Yeah, John. Why don't we work together on that? Why don't you do your absolute best job at recording that thing?
Okay, got it. I just actually bought some new and fancy video equipment, so it'll be fun.
Yeah, and maybe all of us can synergize together and maybe I can even bring some resources to bear for audio, for video editing and stuff, and we could put together a little bullying lead generation DVD. And, you know, if 5 or 6 of us decide we want to run it, you know, we could chop the cost up pretty small, you know. And that might be really cool. Listen, anybody, I know it might cause a lot of chaos, but how much interest do you guys think you would have with something like that? I know John would. Anybody else would be potentially interested in producing something like that?
Oh, yeah, I'm interested.
Okay. Yeah, let's put that on the pile of stuff to do. John, shoot me an email about that. And if you can record that, you know, with as good of lighting as you can and get a good mic and, you know, get it, you know, put a little lavalier mic on him and stuff.
I'll do what I can. I have to ask his permission to be sure because I've asked him if I can videotape his stuff. He says, yeah, sure, for your own personal use. No, I haven't asked him, to use it for other people.
Yeah, that might be sticky. Let's talk about that. There's ways we can work with that. But, that's interesting. That's a really good idea. Okay, cool. Anybody else have a good Q1 concept for us? There are like 28 people on the call, so you can't be too shy. Come on.
Hello? Hello?
Who's this? We hear you.
Oh, this is Ace.
Hey, Ace, how you doing, man?
Doing okay. Well, technically in June, June 2008 marks the 10-year anniversary here for us. So similar how Jason was saying, realistically, you know, even though the anniversary is in June, we're kind of touting the entire anniversary as early as we can and just, you know, promoting that from the start, turning over January 2008. All the direct mailers that are going out is pretty much just celebrating the whole 10-year anniversary, going into editorials within the paper of the things that we've done in the last 10 years. So it's kind of rehashing even old stuff that we've done, whether it's charity work or, you know, the people that we've been involved with, just kind of promoting the school and the new programs that we happen to have now that people may not be aware of. Even if they, you know, old members that might have come in and did just one program, now we have other programs. Now that they're 10 years older or what have you, back from college, things like that. So all of our marketing for the next at least 6 months is really based upon the big summertime anniversary for 10 years and then leading up into, you know, a huge open house and community events.
Absolutely. What type of it's a great point because everybody has an anniversary, right? I mean, everybody, you know, opened
right.
in a certain month and all that. So you always have that to promote. Ours is in May as well. So we always do a real similar thing. What are you doing to reach out into the community to get, you know, for that event? What are you planning for that event? You know, specifically, like, are you doing demonstrations in the community? What is it that you're doing to drive traffic?
Well, I mean, for right now, it's just the awareness of it. So there are a couple local papers. There's one local paper and one that spreads through New York and New Jersey where now I'm a regular columnist there. So pretty much dealing with, you know, on the fitness side, but realistically, it's gonna, I'm going to deal with more things other than fitness, like self-defense, confidence, everything else like that. And then, of course, talk about what we would normally do with, within our school. So locally, I'm going to pretty much be in their face. One of them is weekly, and the other one is actually monthly, so I'll be able to go on with that. Now I'm also in the community, and I just, as much as we're doing the 10-year anniversary now in this one location, we just opened up a satellite location about a mile down the road, but that's another town. So now I'm in the Chamber of Commerce and networking in the other towns where technically I wasn't before. Now I'm really reaching out in the surrounding three or four towns and networking much more with the other businesses.
Sure. So what are you doing? Like let's say this was the month of your anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
What type of events would you be doing around your school in that month to celebrate the anniversary?
I'd be driving the open house that we're, you know, the week-long open house.
Okay.
At the moment, we actually do have more adults than kids. For some reason, we just have a ton of adults that come here that are actually not local. Now we're trying to concentrate more on the local kids that are, you know, in our surrounding area, which is one of those things where internet really was the way people were drawn to us. And I really didn't do much of the typical direct mailing in the local area. Now I am.
Sure.
So I'm going to
sure.
have one day dedicated more for the adult programming and a separate day dedicated more for the kids. As far as doing the demos and special guests, you know, having the bounce. I mean, it is going to be in the summertime, so we can be able to use the main street and also the back parking lot for I'm going to ask a little bit of permission from the town to be able to tape off some of the areas and get other people involved in it. So it's not only am I making it really more an anniversary for me, but I want to mark it as like a community event.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And then realistically, it's hosted by us.
Right, right.
So
are you as far as like nuts and bolts of the that day's activity? Like for example, when we do ours, we always do, like you said, a lot of business-to-business promotions, and we're doing a lot of business-to-business all throughout the year, right? So they know us, they know who we are, they know what we're... In fact, this is a good little nugget here, by the way. It's probably too late for you guys to pull the trigger on it, but we give a little Christmas gift to all the students, and the little Christmas gift, we just did them this week, and I think today's the last day, but it's basically just a little gift bag, and in the gift bag is, like, you know, some candy and some things, you know, like foam ninja stars, you know, that kind of stuff, right? And then also it's certificates and offers that all of our local business partners provided for us, you know? So we have, like, a dentist and a chiropractor and an ice cream shop and, you know, all the local vendors that are in our same shopping center and all the shopping centers around us, we do cooperative promotions with. And, in fact, this is one I can send you. If somebody can send me an email and remind me right now about the business-to-business letter, I can send that to you. And basically what it is it's a long-form letter that we use. Actually, it's not long-form. I think it's just two pages. For local businesses, that basically says this is how you can promote your business to over 200 local families for free, you know, that type of thing. And, of course, that's attractive to a local business operator. So we've got, you know, like I said, the ice cream store, the pet store, the, you know, that type of thing. And what they did was they all made, and we kind of put the pressure on them to make it a really good offer. So the ice cream place is a buy one, get one free. The pet store is, I don't know, like 50% off of something. I don't know what it was. You know what I mean? And I'll tell you who was really great was the dentist because he really knows what his marginal net value of a customer is. You know what I mean? He knows what his lifetime value of a customer is. So he did something like a $500 package, you know, if they become a client of his, you know, that kind of a thing. So it was really, you know, all those type of offers, they printed them up, they gave me the offers, and we put them in the bag. So the Christmas gift that we gave the students are a bunch of little things from the school. And, of course, we gave them as well a certificate that they could give to a friend as a Christmas gift for karate lessons, right? So we gave them a really nice – and I can send you this one, too, in fact, if you like. It's an Atma one that I tweaked. If somebody can email me again, I can send you the certificate that we used. But it basically just says something like, thanks for being such a great friend this year. I'm learning all these cool things at karate. You know, well, you should, too. And you know, something like that. I don't know. I don't remember. And that's in the bag, too. So to get back to the point – so tell me a little bit again, if you've got all these business partners, what are they doing at the open house? Do they have, like, a little booth? Are they donating food? Are they what type of an event is it?
Well, the partners that I've – what I've been doing slowly when they register right now, we're doing exactly that. So, for example, I only have a short list right now of people, but I'm trying to grow them now more aggressively for the actual open house anniversary. So whenever somebody joins, they actually get this little kit where, you know, these are our strategic partners, you know, please support them, and they have all the coupons and things like that. For
sure,
here,
sure.
I am trying to get more of an actual list of the people that they work with to be able to participate. So if they are going to be there, if the dentist is going to be there, the chiropractor is actually going to be there, those are some of the things that will actually go on aside from demo. You know,
right,
it'll
right.
be other locations having demo, but then at the same time, there's a chiropractor that's going to be there, you know, going to be giving free adjustments. There's going to be, you know, a dentist there to actually field questions. So that's what I mean. It's going to be more of a community event kind of hosted by
yeah.
us.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's like that very passive way of saying, hey, you know what, for the town, it's this great community event. It's not just about us. It's about other people, but it's going to be in our neck of the woods. It's going to be internally, certain things will be internally in our location, externally right in front of our location, and all of our friends and neighbors or networking business partners will be a part of it to realistically support our event.
So,
you know, for all the people, they're not just saying, hey, get the chiropractor that you never met before. I'm actually asking these doctors to personally invite their clients so that they can meet them there and then find out more about our particular programs. And it's really going to be more of a community and family event for the weekend. That's what we're really looking for it to be. And instead of, like, you know, one demo at 10 in the morning, one demo at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a Saturday, there's going to be something going on every single hour, but we'll be able to drive traffic. But more importantly, as you were saying before, we can actually get the data so we can follow up with them later on because, you know, they're trusting these particular the vendors that I'm inviting because they already have a relationship with them.
Yeah, the two things that are huge, you know, the fact that they're going to invite their customers, they're going to market to their clients to get to the thing, it's huge. But the second thing, like you said, is they already have that relationship with that list. And one, the absolute best direct mail campaign we've ever done, ever, has been an endorsed direct mail piece, long front letter that we did with a local family practitioner. And basically what it was he had a list of, I mean, you know, those guys have a lot of patients. You know, I don't know if you've ever really, like, you know, created a great relationship with a family practitioner, but the guy that was next to us, I mean, he had like 6,000 patients, you know, files and stuff, right? I mean, it was a huge, and it wasn't that big of a practice. I mean, it was a small shopping center. But anyway, whatever. So he had this huge list. And, you know, some never saw him. Some saw him 3 times a week. You know what I mean? It just kind of depends. But that was the best one we've ever done, was a long-form letter from him on his letterhead that I wrote, right, that he sent to his customers that said how great we were, you know, said, hey, you wouldn't believe all the things that they're doing next door. My nephew Johnny is one of the students, and in fact he was, and this is what we saw, this is what we've seen, and it was like third-party social proof from a trusted expert. So that's ridiculously huge. And then what's that?
I'm sorry, I was going to say, so you did it on a letter, so technically he gave you the letterhead, you wrote on it, gave him all the copies, you know, and then mailed it out for him, so it was really no cost out of his pocket, basically.
Yeah, it didn't cost him a dollar. What happened was I wrote the letter, I gave it to him, and I said, hey, does this pretty much sum up your thoughts? And you know, gave him carte blanche, you know, veto authority to change anything he wanted, which he changed absolutely nothing. And so I wrote it from the standpoint of a marketer, right? So I wrote, you know, emotional triggers, and I wrote, you know, all that sort of stuff, right? And he was thrilled with the letter. And I said, okay, great. Give me, you know, one of your pieces of letterhead. I'll go to the printer and have these replicated. And then I'll have them stuffed and stamped and, you know, all that stuff. And that was basically it. So all he had to do was look at the letter and say, okay. You know?
Oh,
but yeah, it was fantastic. That was the best one we've ever done. And there was something else you said there, too, that was so important. That was really good. Here it is. Here it is right here. All those vendors that are coming, too, they should identify how great of an opportunity that is to generate new customers, right? Because they're going to be out there with not just only their customers, but the dentist down the street's customers too, right? So here's a great way to capture data, right? This has been the best way I've been able to capture data ever, right? This is like worth the price of admission right here, right? I do child ID kits, right? And what happens is, and you can use you can use a bunch of different software packages out in the market. I built a little application myself, but it doesn't have to be that complicated. And what happens is the student stands in front of my computer. I take their picture with my webcam. I print out on my laser printer a piece of cardstock that has their picture mail merged into it, basically. but also it has their data mail merged into it, their name, address, phone number, height, weight, eye color, all that stuff, right? So we have like an assembly line, and at the end point of the assembly line, I data enter all their contact information, right? And their parents' contact information, because it prints it on the child ID kit. So there's no hesitation for them to give me their data whatsoever, because we're doing the free child identification kit for them, right? And then in addition to that...
What was the event that you were allowed to take their photo for? What was the actual event?
It goes on the child ID kit.
Child ID. Oh, I see.
Yeah, child identification kit. So you know how, like, you know they have, like, these inkless ID kits you can buy now, and they're, like, $7 or something like that, or $6, and you cut out, like, a school picture, and then you fingerprint the child at your house, and then you can put the picture on the thing and all that stuff. Well, this is sort of like the same thing, but I print it out on a sheet of cardstock, on acid-free cardstock. So it looks very good. It's colorful. Basically, I partnered up with this place called Missing Children's Awareness Foundation. And, you know, obviously one of the core tenets of marketing is creating deep relationships with charities, with the community, all this stuff that we're talking about, right? So I partnered up with this place called Missing Children's Awareness Foundation, MCAF, and we did a child ID event, and I don't know why I never thought of it before, but while I was there helping to fingerprint the kids and teaching them a little self-defense class, it occurred to me that every one of these ID kits, their parents were writing their information on, right? And I'm like, how do I go get that? You know, go get the information, right? And basically what we do now, every other month in our school, every other month we have three activities. So it's every third month, to tell you the truth. One month it's child ID kits, the next month it's an anti-abduction class, and the month after that it's an anti-bullying class. So every 3 months we just rotate those three classes. And at the child ID event, obviously we, you know, invite the whole list. You know, we try to get as many people in as we can. But basically what happens is they fill in a little slip that has all their contact information on it, and then at the bottom of the contact information slip it says, yes, I would like more information about free lessons. No, I would not like more information about free lessons. Actually, not that order, but, and then it also says, yes, I'd like more information about child safety and something else, character education. It's in the other order, though. The last one is, no, I don't want anything. And so anyway, they fill out the little slip, and I data enter it in when we take their picture, print it out on the card. So that way we basically capture 100% of the data. Now, here's the deal. Works great when you do it in your school, right? Works great because you get, you know, parents are impacted. They get something for free. It's very valuable. It's high perceived value. It's a great service. Now, we hit a major home run last year on this deal when we partnered up with a local Target store. And we did child ID kits out in front of the Target store on a Saturday morning, right? So Saturday morning when all the kids are like going toy shopping, right? And we're trying to do it with the Toys R Us. We're having a little bit of trouble with their higher, you know, level like executive people, but you just got to find the right person, you know. But that was huge because there was a huge amount of traffic to that store, and we had a big banner up front that said, you know, free child ID kits, da 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 da. And almost everybody that had a kid with them walked by us and stopped, and basically they gave us their data. We gave them the child ID kit, you know, that sort of thing. And of course, we give them a big packet of information that goes in with their ID kit about, you know, about how to stay safe, internet safety, street safety, bicycle safety, and all of it revolves around, you know, the martial arts message afterwards. You know what I mean? So then there's like an 8-page sales letter in there and all that kind of stuff. But that was a big hit, you know. But that's an angle to get data. You know, if you're having a hard time getting data, child ID kits is a great solution to that. But anyway, that's a good one, by the way. That's a really Ace, what else do you have for Q1?
Well,
is that
again,
pretty comprehensive?
Well, yeah, it'll you know, all the pretty much standard things. I am creating, as for the 10-year, I'm kind of redoing my whole front signage as well. We have very good on the main drag, the traffic, and there's a stoplight there,
mm-hmm.
which we've been very, very good at. But now I'm taking the branding a little bit more, updating the logo so that it's a little bit more eye-friendly out there, as well as
mm-hmm.
all, you know, everything internally. So along with that new look, all of the marketing materials that are going out are obviously going to match that. I already spoke about, you know, the networking and trying to build up more business-to-business type of relationships, trying to get into their list, and then, of course, I'll open them up to my existing ones.
Somebody definitely email me about that. Remind me to upload that B2B letter I've got up on the discussion board, because it's been very fruitful. We've even cold mailed that, and it's drawn a response. So you might want to email me that so I can post that up for everybody.
Absolutely,
it's a good idea.
Yeah, and then I'm just other than the other basic is I'm really trying to beef up my community service. So it would be everything from, the Chamber of Commerce to the fire department, police department, all the things I would try and provide to them as far as a service to their, whether it's law enforcement directly or within their family. So I'm kind of going within there. In my area, it's very difficult to get into the school system, though. I'm in New Jersey, and it's just one of those things where it's just really, really tough to try and do much of anything in there and either get data or leave my information. It's been a real big challenge, so I haven't been able to find a way around that yet.
You might want to try to pitch that child ID event. Say, hey, listen, we can come into your school and do child identification kits for the entire school.
Okay.
I mean, that might be an angle. That might be an angle.
Now, when you went to Target, well, here's the other thing. Just as much as you went to Target, did you actually just go into that individual Target and say, hey, I need a block of time to be out here for this particular service? How did you get permission to be there?
Yeah, it just so happens that Target is one of the most difficult stores to do anything with. they have some kind of a weird corporate policy of not letting anybody do anything, right? But what happened was there was a local agency down here, and I saw that they were doing something out there one day, and I met the guy, and I said, hey, I've been having a real hard time doing an event with these guys. Who did you talk to? And he pointed me to a manager, and basically what it was the manager just thought that he had enough autonomy to do whatever the hell he wanted to. So I talked to the guy, and I said, hey, listen, we've been doing these child identification kits and introduction classes at our school for, several years now, and they've been so popular, and they've been such a great service. Do you think that might be something that your customers would like to be able to do? As a community service, we can provide them for free. And he was like, yeah, sure, why not? And it took a couple of days to talk through it and everything. He basically it was just I found a guy who thought that he had enough autonomy that he didn't have to check with anybody. And I said, really all I need is an extension cord. If you can just provide an extension cord for me, I'll do everything else because I needed power to run the laptop and the printer. You know what I mean?
Well, within the same vein, for the next 6 months, every major every larger supermarket in the area, we are able to put out our table. So I wasn't actually going to do it with a sense of the child ID, but now that you gave me that idea, I'll do that. So every single weekend, we have a vending table in the front. I didn't actually realize how easy it was to actually do that.
What supermarket chain?
It was all of the ones in the area. There was a basic one, a Pathmark, a Stop and Shop, and a ShopRite. And essentially, I told them, I said, listen, I'm not soliciting anything. Actually, what I had told them in advance, so it's not every weekend in the same store. It would be, it would just rotate out. And what I told them was I was going to do a community service. I was going to show them, opening up hosted by my facility. So, for example, there would be an anti-bullying seminar or something against obesity or something else like that, whatever it turned out to be, and rotate it. And it was going to be free at my school. And they said, and that was really all I needed to say for them to allow me to be in the front, because I wasn't actually asking for money. So I said, are you concerned about bullying? We're going to have this community event over at this location. And that's it. And then another day, it would be both. If it was an adult, I would have it geared toward the adult, whether it was obesity. So instead of saying, yeah, fitness classes, we say, hey, we have a couple, would you like to be evaluated? We would do an evaluation.
Yeah.
So it's not a group mass intro, but they can come in and, do the whole thing. And then the same thing for their kids. And, we were able to get data on the spot and even schedule them on the spot as long as I didn't charge them anything.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Yeah, that's brilliant. And with a lot of local elementary school activities that if they get futzy about it and you're just providing like a game, same thing. You can get the data. You just can't do anything there. Just set up a schedule appointment. That's brilliant. Yeah. That's brilliant. Well, that's good. Hey, guys, listen, the call is going to cut us off in like 9 minutes. I scheduled 90 minutes. I guess I should have did 2 hours, but does anybody have anything else like particularly compelling for Q1 that we should focus on? I think we've got a pretty good core, but does anybody have anything else burning that might deserve looking at? No? Okay. Well, okay, good. I've got this recorded, and I'll upload it on the new site in a few days. We're building a brand new Inner Circle member site and a brand new Peak Performers member site, and you'll see that rollout probably first of the year. It's been, you know, obviously it's been a whirlwind of activity at the NAPMA office over the last 90 days, trying to get everything up to where we think the standard needs to be. So, you know, a lot of very exciting things coming, and we're really happy about the way the staff at NAPMA and the way that everybody's been, you know, responsive to what we're doing and making these improvements, and it's really exciting stuff. And so I'm really happy about that. So you guys will probably see the new site roll out relatively soon, and lots of other resources that you know, we're going to bring to bear, especially this print-on-demand feature. I'm really excited about that. That brings the ability for us to use collective bargaining with these vendors. And, you know, whereas you as a single school owner going down to the print shop, you know, you don't have much leverage. But if we're going to be doing the type of volume that we do with printers, I mean, you know, right now I'm getting, 5,000 of those little ad cards for, you know, $160 or something like that. I mean, which is still pretty inexpensive. But, you know, if we've got, 1,500 members who are all patronizing the same vendor, we have some leverage there, you know. So I'm pretty excited about all that. Well, good. Well, guys, I guess we won't talk until the new year, so everybody have a great Christmas and a wonderful new year. And I'll see everybody on the 25th. If not, we'll get together for drinks on the 24th. Okay?
Happy New Year. Thank you so much. Great call.
Okay, guys. Thanks so much, guys. Really appreciate it. Have a great day.
All right, dude.